AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Sources tell the Associated Press the Federal Aviation Administration is significantly reducing helicopter traffic in the vicinity of Reagan National Airport. This as investigators try to determine what caused a deadly mid-air collision that killed 67 people.
The recovery operation continues in the Potomac River after the deadly collision of an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. The National Transportation Safety Board says the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder of the jet were found and are being evaluated. Retired Army helicopter pilot Darrell Feller is familiar with the area around Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport.
I had that exact same incident several years ago where I was flying south down the route at night and there was a commercial jet landing on 33 and I could not see him. I lost them in the city lights there in Anacostia.
Feller says it doesn't matter if weather conditions are clear.
Moving lights, they get mixed up with ground lights, with cars. You just can't see them, even with goggles on. Goggles actually make it worse down there. It's so bright.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The International Skating Union has announced it will honor the athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on U.S. inflation lingering.
An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve rose slightly last month. That's the latest sign that some consumer prices remain stubbornly elevated, even though inflation is cooling in fits and starts. The report from the Commerce Department showed that consumer prices rose 2.6% in December from a year earlier. It's the third straight increase. The figures arrived just 2 days after Federal Reserve officials, led by Chair Jerome Powell, decided to pause their interest rate cuts. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. A sacred mountain in New Zealand is being recognized.
A New Zealand mountain has been granted personhood by New Zealand's government, recognizing it as sacred for the Maori people.
That opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, the ayes have it.
As the vote result was announced in New Zealand's parliament, people in the public gallery and even some lawmakers began singing in Maori. Mount Taranaki, known as Taranaki Maunga, its Maori name, is the latest natural feature to be granted personhood in New Zealand. In the past, New Zealand has ruled that a river and a stretch of sacred land are also people. The legal recognition acknowledges the mountain's theft from the Maori of the Taranaki region after New Zealand was colonized. The pristine, snow-capped, dormant volcano is the second highest on New Zealand's North Island. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.